You're listening to Women Sipping on Life with Dr. Shannon. If you're thirsty for inspiration, hope, certainty, abundance, movement, purpose, health, and love, then it's time to stop drowning in your life and start sipping on it. You've made the right decision to tune in because we got nothing but smooth sailing from here.
Well, hello, dear soul. Welcome back to the program. This is Dr. Shannon, founder of WomenSippingOnLife.com and author of the best-selling 12 Engagements of Becoming the Great Lover of Your Life, Date Yourself Well, and welcome back. Today, we're talking about this. Are you ready to delete it? That's right, my dear. The big question, are you ready to delete it? Now, let me tell you a little bit of background on this and why I chose to ask you this question today and why I've chosen to devote a full podcast to it. So each and every morning at 11:11 a.m. Central Time, I do a Facebook Live. It's called 11:11 Live with Dr. Shannon, okay? Message of Hope, bringing you an inspiring message of hope, okay? And so basically, I do it on my countertop. Sometimes I do it out and about, sometimes in other places, but usually I'm on my countertop. Reason being is because we talk about anything that can be counterproductive to you living the life that you love, loving your life and your life's work well, okay? Also, the reason why I do it on my countertop is because it is the best lighting in the house. I have very high ceilings. I have a lot of floor-to-ceiling windows, and it seems to be the best place for lighting in the house. So I've chosen to do it on the countertop. So a lot of times people think I'm doing a cooking show, but really I say, hey, you know, it's not about what you're eating, it's about what's eating you. Well, this morning when I was getting on Facebook and about to go live, I saw a post from a woman in one of the divorce groups that I'm a part of that was talking about the fact that she was ready to delete. And she was ready to delete her ex-husband from her Facebook, her social media. I didn't read the entire thing, but I read enough to get this. How often do you go through life, go through your days, keeping things, people, relationships, thoughts, beliefs, patterns, whatever it may be, keeping it in your life and it is not serving you? In this particular post, it was talking about how the ex-husband, you know, she's been following him on social media, and every time she sees it, it's like a knife to her heart because he's with the other woman. Now, it's interesting, the other woman, ow, like seriously, owie, 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 right? And so we all may have stories like this where we are keeping this line of communication or access open for messages to come into our mind, for messages to come into our heart, for messages to come into our lives, right? And my question is, how's that working for you? And my other question is, are you ready to delete it? Whether you've been through a divorce or whether you've been through any type of loss or whether you've been through anything or nothing, there are things, especially on social media. A lot of times I hear people complaining about the fact that their news feed is very negative, to which I respond, my goodness, if there's one place in life that we have control over what comes in, it is in our social media feeds. You can delete that, my dear. You can block that. You do not have to keep it in your consciousness. You know, think about it. If there's one place where we have the utmost control, it's there in our social media feed. It's there in these certain relationships. We can decide whether we're going to allow those in or not. It's kind of like complaining about what's on the television. You know, complain about what's on your television. But first of all, you're choosing to have a television. Secondly, you're choosing to turn the television on. Thirdly, you're choosing what channels to watch. So ultimately, at the end of the day, you can choose to turn it off. You can choose to turn the channel. You can choose to get rid of the television. Or you can choose whatever you desire to choose. You know, are you going through life, my dear, complaining about what is, but not exercising your power to make a decision to actually take the control back? And I'm not talking about being a control freak, but there's certain things that absolutely it's your responsibility. It's nobody else's. There's nobody else that's out there policing your social media feed. There's nobody else that's policing the amount of television you watch or whatever. But the truth is, you get to decide. And the truth is, is that what comes into our minds matters. Think about that. What are you allowing to influence you? What are you allowing to put you in a head or heart space that you don't choose, but for some reason you're leaving the door open? Today's the day, my dear, to choose to delete some things that you've been complaining about. I mean, especially start there. What are you complaining about? Choose to delete it. Or delete the mindset or the attitude that you have. I know I'm kind of on a rant here with this, but really, is it time for you to delete some things in your life that no longer fit? No different than going into your closet and saying, all right, you know what? It's time to downsize this closet. If it doesn't, A, doesn't fit you, B, you don't like it, C, this is my big deal. If you don't love it, let it go. And with that same mentality, it's like, what are you allowing to stay in your life that no longer fits, that you no longer like, that you no longer love, and every single time you put it on, it makes you feel bad about yourself? You know, think about that. You put on this particular outfit, and for whatever reason, you don't feel good about yourself when you're in it. Why do you keep wearing it? It's no different. Why do you keep watching this stuff? Why do you keep looking at this stuff? Why do you keep reading this stuff? Why do you keep listening to this stuff that no longer serves you or maybe never did? If it doesn't inspire you, if it doesn't actually lift you up and allow you to feel encouraged and allow you to feel more than enough, then what are you doing, my dear? You get to choose. You get to choose whether it stays or whether it goes. Are you willing today to delete it, whatever it is for you? Whatever it is, maybe it's a relationship, maybe it's a thought pattern, maybe it's a belief like we've talked about. It's time to try on a new belief. Well, when you try on a new belief, you get rid of the old one. Today's your day, my dear. Yes, I know this was a rant, but I feel somebody needed to hear this today. Whatever it is, stop taking the knife to your own heart and twisting it. Stop making yourself feel badly about yourself. And you know what? It's not even that it has to be negative stuff. It could be very positive stuff, but for some reason, when you read it, when you look at it, you walk away feeling not good about yourself. Today's the day. Choose to be good to yourself. Because when you are good to yourself, you can be good to others. And that is what it's all about. And then all of us will elevate. All of us will learn and grow and expand. So please grab your Sacred Soul Date Journal, your daily action to engage yourself. And today's Sacred Soul step is this. Write down what needs to be deleted in your life. Seriously, if it doesn't fit, doesn't feel good, doesn't serve you, doesn't serve the greater good, and leaves you feeling like somehow you are not enough, today's the day to let it go. Write it down, circle it, and commit today. Right here, right now, make a declaration that you are giving it permission to go. Delete it. One click, done. Do not look back. Keep your eyes straight ahead and keep moving forward, my dear. I would love to hear from you. I would love to know what you deleted today. Seriously. Thank you so much for being here. I appreciate you. I honor you, and I honor your commitment today to delete whatever it is that is no longer serving you. And I will look forward to sipping on life with you again tomorrow. This is Dr. Shannon, inspiring minds that want to know and hearts that want to grow so you can love you, your life, and your life's work well, one sip at a time.
Thanks for listening to Women Sipping on Life with Dr. Shannon. Please tune in again tomorrow for another sip of life. And invite your best girlfriends to join in. We'd love it if you give us a rating and review in iTunes and subscribe. For more inspiration and life-giving content for souls like you, go to womensippingonlife.com today.